Joshua 15. Now the lot for the tribe of the sons of Judah, according to their families, reached the border of Edom, southward to the wilderness of Zin, at the extreme south. Their southern border was from the lower end of the Salt Sea, from the bay that turns to the south. Then it proceeds southward to the ascent of Akrabim, and continued to Zin. Then went up by the south of Kadesh Barnea, and continued to Hezron, and went up to Eder, and turned to Karka. It continued to Asmon, and proceeded to the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This shall be your southern border. The eastern border was the Salt Sea, as far as the mouth of the Jordan. And the border of the north side was from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. Then the border went up to Beth Hagla, and continued on the north of Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up to Deber, from the valley of Acher, and turned northward toward Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Edomim, which is on the south side of the valley. And the border continued to the waters of En Shemesh, and it ended at En Rogel. Then the border went up to the valley of Ben Hinnom, to the slope of the Jebusite on the south, that is, Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain which is opposite the valley of Hinnom, to the west, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim, toward the south. And from the top of the mountain the border turned to the spring of the waters of Naphtoah, and proceeded to the cities of Mount Ephron. Then the border turned to Bala, that is, Kiriath Jearim. The border turned from Bala westward to Mount Seir, and continued to the slope of Mount Jearim on the north, that is, Shesalon, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and continued through Timnah. Then the border proceeded to the side of Ekron northward, and the border turned to Shikeron, and continued to Mount Bala, and proceeded to Jabneel, and the border ended at the sea. The western border was at the great sea, even its coastline. This is the border around the sons of Judah according to their families. Now he gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, a portion among the sons of Judah, in accordance with the command of the Lord to Joshua, namely, Kiriath Arba, Arba being the father of Anak, that is, Hebron. And Caleb drove out there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Then he went up from there against the inhabitants of Deber. Now the name of Deber previously was Kiriath Sepher. And Caleb said, "The one who attacks Kiriath Sepher and captures it, I will give him Achish, my daughter, as a wife." Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it. So he gave him Aksah, his daughter, as a wife. And it happened that when she came to him, she incited him to ask her father for a field. So she dismounted from the donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" Then she said, "Give me a blessing, since you have given me the land of the Negev. Give me springs of water also." So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Judah according to their families. Now the cities at the extremity of the tribe of the sons of Judah toward the border of Edom in the south were Kabzeel, Eder, Jegur, Kena, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, and Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, and Baaloth, Hazor Hadatah, Kiriath Hezron, that is, Hazor, Amam, Shema, Malada, Hazar Gada, Heshman, and Beth Pelet, Hazar Shul, Beersheba, and Biziothia, Bala, Lim, and Ezim, Etladad, Chezel, and Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, and Sansana, Labaoth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon, in all 29 cities with their villages, in the lowland, Ashtal, Zora, and Ashna, Zanoa, Enganim, Tapua, and Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, and Azekah, Sharaim, Adthaim, Jedera, and Jederathaim, 14 cities with their villages, Zenan, Hadasha, Migdalgad, Dilian, Mitzpah, and Jachthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, and Eglon, Kaban, Lamas, and Chitlish, Gederoth, Bethdagan, Nama, and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, Ether, and Ashan, Iftah, Ashna, and Nezib, Kela, Akzib, and Marisha, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron with its towns and its villages, from Ekron even to the sea, all that were by the side of Ashdod with their villages, Ashdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and its villages, as far as the brook of Egypt and the great sea, even its coastline, in the hill country, Shemir, Jatir, and Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is, Deber, Anab, Eshtema, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Erib, Duma, and Ishan, Janum, Beth Tapua, and Afaka, Hutma, Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities with their villages, Maun, Carmel, Ziph, and Jutta, Jezreel, Jokdim, and Zenoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Halhul, Bethzer, and Gedor, Marath, Beth Anoth, and Eltikon, 6 cities with their villages, Kiriath Baal, that is, Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness, Beth Araba, Midin, and Sekaka, Nishban, the city of salt, and Engedi, 6 cities with their villages. Now, as for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the sons of Judah could not drive them out, so the Jebusites live with the sons of Judah in Jerusalem to this day. Matthew 16. The Pharisees and the Sadducees came up, and putting Jesus to the test, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he replied to them, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red.' And in the morning, 'There will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening.' You know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but you are unable to discern the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation wants a sign, and so a sign will not be given to it, except the sign of Jonah." And he left them and went away. And the disciples came to the other side of the sea, but they had forgotten to bring any bread. And Jesus said to them, "Watch out, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." They began to discuss this among themselves, saying, "He said that because we did not bring any bread." But Jesus, aware of this, said, "You men of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet understand nor remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you picked up, nor the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets you picked up? How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you about bread? But beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you yourselves say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." Then he gave the disciples strict orders that they were to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to point out to his disciples that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem, and to suffer many things from the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and to be killed, and to be raised up on the third day. And yet Peter took him aside, and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's purposes, but men's." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what good will it do a person if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul? Or what will a person give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then repay every person according to his deeds. Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." 1 Thessalonians 4. Finally then, brothers and sisters, we request and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you received instruction from us as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel even more. For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. That is, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lustful passion, like the Gentiles who do not know God, and that no one violate the rights and take advantage of his brother or sister in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things, just as we also told you previously and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for impurity, but in sanctification. Therefore, the one who rejects this is not rejecting man, but the God who gives his Holy Spirit to you. Now, as for the love of the brothers and sisters, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another, for indeed you practice it toward all the brothers and sisters who are in Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers and sisters, to excel even more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and attend your own business and work with your hands, just as we instructed you, so that you will behave properly toward outsiders and not be in any need. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as indeed the rest of mankind do, who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead, so also God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep through Jesus. For we say to you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who remain, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Proverbs 6:20-35. My son, comply with the commandment of your father, and do not ignore the teaching of your mother. Bind them continually on your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will talk to you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching is light, and rebukes for discipline are the way of life. To keep you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the foreign woman. Do not desire her beauty in your heart, nor let her capture you with her eyelids. For the price of a prostitute reduces one to a loaf of bread, and an adulteress hunts for precious life. Can anyone take fire in his lap, and in his clothes, and not be burned? Or can a person walk on hot coals, and his feet not be scorched? So is the one who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her will not go unpunished. People do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is hungry, but when he is found, he must repay seven times as much. He must give up all the property of his house. One who commits adultery with a woman is lacking sense. He who would destroy himself commits it. He will find wounds and disgrace, and his shame will not be removed. For jealousy enrages a man, and he will not have compassion on the day of vengeance. He will not accept any settlement, nor will he be satisfied, though you make it a large gift. Psalm 87. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwelling places of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, city of God. I shall mention Rahab and Babylon among those who know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Cush. This one was born here. But of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will count when he registers the peoples. This one was born there. Then those who sing, as well as those who play the flutes, will say, all my springs of joy are in you.